This is the Healing Room Podcast, episode 2. Jesus is the will of God. Welcome. Like we said before, this podcast, we have one message and one message only: that God wants you well. Praise God. Welcome to our episode 2 of the Healing Room Podcast, and we'll go right to the point. Jesus is the will of God in action. Jesus is the will of God in action. I remember in the last episode we looked at the fact that, you know, what we were asking there is it the will of God to be healed? And we saw scriptures along the lines of the fact that it is God's will for you and I to be healed. Amen. And in this podcast, we will look at episode number 2, which is Jesus is the will of God in action. Talking about God's will. You know, we found out in episode number 1 that God's will is for you and I to be healed. And now we're looking at the fact that Jesus Christ is the will of God in action. In the book of John, the Gospel according to John, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 38, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." Clearly, Jesus was stating there that the will of God is what he came to do. So wherever he went, whatever he did, all he was accomplishing, all he was doing, he was all about God's business, God's will. Throughout his ministry, Jesus delivered those who were oppressed by Satan. The book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what did he do with the Holy Ghost and power? He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. What did he do? He healed all. Jesus healed all. In Matthew chapter 8, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, it reads, "When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Who took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He became weak so that we may be strong. Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. It is God's will to be healed, and Jesus is the will of God in action. So everywhere he went, whenever he was doing his thing, doing good, healing the sick, healing the oppressed, all he was doing was God's will. He was God's will in action. He was God's will in action. For emphasis, I'm saying this so that we will understand. Jesus Christ was God's will in action. So if you want to know what God wants to do, look at what Jesus Christ did throughout the scripture, in the New Testament, in the Gospels. Look at everywhere he went, whatever he was doing exactly God's will. And he never turned anyone back who was sick. He would always heal them. He never turned anyone around, turned them away. He would always heal them. Praise God. In Mark, the Gospel according to Mark chapter 1, verse 32 to 34, it reads, "And at even the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Jesus, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, was the will of God revealed to man. You want to know God's will, God's heart? Look at Jesus. He's going about healing the sick, raising the dead, comforting those who are downtrodden, picking them up with words of encouragement, healing their body, healing their minds. Jesus Christ is God's will in action. And he revealed to us that it was God's will to break the power of sickness and disease over your body, my body, and to set man free from every pain and every suffering. Christ's ministry proclaimed the healing and the blessing to the physical side of man's nature, as well as to the spiritual side. Jesus Christ was God's will and is God's will in action. I remember that old song that we sing back in Africa. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the lepers. When the people who were sick saw him, they were healed. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Everywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. God's mind for you, brother and sister, listening to the sound of my voice, God's mind for you is not to stay in that sickness, is not to stay in that disease, is not to go through that thing that you're going through now. God has given you the power and the authority to curse that thing out of your body. The Bible says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Right there where you're sitting, as long as you're a child of God. If you're not a child of God, that's a whole different ballgame. If you're not a child of God, if you're not born again, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you need to do so, my friend. You need to do so. Because when you do that, then you bring God into the equation. Then his power, the power of the Holy Spirit, will come and dwell with you. And at that time, instantly, the devil has no right to inflict you with sickness or disease. And also, if you are a child of God already, and there's sickness afflicting you right now, you have the power and the authority right there inside you to cast that sickness and disease out of your body and to say, "Sickness, leave my body." In the book of Mark, chapter 11, he said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea,' and doth not doubt in his heart that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." The devil has no right to put sickness on you without your permission. You have to cast that thing out. First of all, understand that it is not God's will for sickness to stay in your body. Once you understand that, then the next step is to curse that sickness and that affliction out of your body and resist that devil that is trying to inflict upon your body sickness and disease. The Bible says we resist the devil and he will flee from us. You have the power of God right there inside of you. The Bible says if the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us, that spirit is also able to quicken our mortal body. The Spirit of God is there to quicken your mortal body. Amen. Praise God. That's the Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. He is there to make alive your mortal body. Praise the Lord. You'll find that in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 11, by the way. It says, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. By reason of the Spirit of God who lives in you, who dwells in you, every sickness and disease has no right to stay in your body. No right. So first things first, understand that this roadblock that a lot of people are going through, the roadblock of the fact or the thinking that it is God's will to afflict us, remove that far from your mind. It is not God's will for us to be sick. God wants you well. And Jesus Christ is God's will in action. So everywhere you see in the New Testament, in the scripture, you will never see Jesus turn down or turn back anybody who was sick or who was afflicted. The Bible records that he healed them all. And if his Spirit dwells in you, his Spirit is able to quicken or to make alive your mortal body. Right now, where you are hearing the sound of my voice, I would like you to do one thing. From the deepest part of your spirit, man, resist every sickness. Begin to see your hope come back again. Begin to see life coming back to your body again. Begin to see all your plans coming to fruition again. Do not give up in your heart thinking that this is it and I am done. This is it for me. I guess I will live with this thing the rest of my life. I guess this is how God wants it. No, 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 no. 1,000 times no. Resist that devil, resist that sickness, resist that disease that is in your body. Curse it, declare that you are healed. Declare, according to Isaiah 53, verse 5, by his wounds I am healed. Say, by his wounds I am healed. By his wounds I am healed. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, declare to yourself, I am healed. Healed. I refuse sickness. I refuse disease or any kind of affliction that is trying to get into this body or to make my body, to become a tenant in my body. I curse that sickness and that disease in the name of Jesus. Begin to resist the devil with every fiber of your being, because child of God, God wants you well. And I will pray with you right now. Father, I pray for everyone here in the sound of my voice who is listening to this podcast. I pray, oh God, that your word will become illuminated in your heart so they begin to see and to understand that it is your will for them to be healed, and that Jesus, your son Jesus Christ, is your will in action. Father, I thank you for your word that you have provided for us, where we see your son Jesus healing all the sick and the oppressed because you were with him. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray that this little time that we've had together, that you have gotten something. I will certainly see you, by the grace of God, in the next episode. Until next time, God wants you well. Take care. Somebody needs to be cared for. Somebody.